Do people share what they plan to buy or buy what they share? That's the question my colleagues and I had to ask after discovering that a significant number of Pinterest users go on to buy the items they have pinned. As we reported in Harvard Business Review, 21% of Pinterest users say they have purchased an item in-store after pinning, repinning, or liking it on Twitter, and 36% of users under 35 say they had done so. Look beyond in-store purchases, and the numbers are even bigger. 29% of Pinterest users have purchased something in-store and online after sharing or favoriting it on Pinterest. 22% of Twitter users have purchased something after tweeting, retweeting, or favoriting it on Twitter. 38% of Facebook users have purchased something after liking, sharing, or commenting it on Facebook. There are two possible explanations for why so many social media users report buying items they have previously shared or favorited online. One is that customers are sharing items they are already planning to purchase. The other is that the social discovery and sharing process is helping drive customers towards the cash register. As it turns out, both dynamics are at play. Vision Critical asked social purchasers two different questions to help us understand how much of social media-inspired purchasing represents new sales, and how much is accounted for by purchasers customers probably would have made anyway. Were you already thinking of making this purchase when you shared it in social? And how long did it take to go from sharing to purchase? Together, these questions help us identify three discrete tribes of social media shoppers. Questers share items in social when they are in the process of actively researching a purchase. These are the people who share what they're already planning to buy. All three platforms have roughly the same proportion of questers. They make up 20 to 25% of social purchases on each of the three platforms. Leapers share items they had not previously thought about purchasing. These are the people who represent genuinely new sales for the retailer. Among the three platforms we focus on, Pinterest purchases are the most likely to be leapers. Thinkers share purchases they are vaguely contemplating but aren't actively researching. Some of these purchases may have been eventually made anyhow, but social can help nudge the customer towards purchasing one product rather than an alternative. Twitter is the platform with the highest proportion of thinkers. Underlining the relationship between sharing and sale is the timing of sharing relative to purchase. About half of social-inspired purchases are made within a week of sharing, and 80% are made within 3 weeks. Not surprisingly, questers are the tribe most likely to make an immediate purchase. More than a quarter of questers purchase within 24 hours of sharing, while less than 15% of thinkers and leapers move that quickly. That's good news for marketers. You have a little time to reach those thinkers and leapers and get them into your store rather than your competitors. While thinking about the three tribes can help us understand the different paths from sharing to purchase, it's important to recognize that people can move between tribes. Someone may be a thinker when it comes to making electronics purchase, and indeed, we see the highest prevalence of thinker behavior when it comes to making tech purchases, and leaper when it comes to food or fashion. For marketers, the opportunity of social lies in the ability to reach and inspire the thinkers and leapers. To find and drive sales from people who might never otherwise move from interest to commitment. And you have two different ways to do that. By creating social media campaigns and social media friendly content that inspires people to share your products and services, and by undertaking the kind of social media monitoring that allows you to identify the thinkers and leapers at the moment of sharing, so that you can move them towards a purchase during the window in which they are most likely to buy. To accomplish either goal, you need to understand the specific way social sharing triggers or signals the decision to purchase. That means asking your customers about their own social media sharing habits, how sharing affects their intent to purchase, and how they move from sharing to purchase across each social media platform they use. But that is only possible when you take social media seriously, not only as a signal of purchase intent, but as a way of driving it, all the way to the cash register.